This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Don't drop those eggs. They'll crack.
Oh, hey, good to have you along, everybody. Well, we got a lot of eggs here in the Greasy Garage Studio this week. Why? Because it's Easter. Hey, welcome to Auto World and happy Easter to each and every one of you. You know, I really do appreciate you coming in on your special holiday here on Easter and bringing the, I've got these big flappy furry bunny ears on. Why? Because I'm in the mood for Easter. Yes, hunting and hiding eggs for the grandkids. It's a lot of fun to do that. And absolutely, I hope you've had a great weekend. I hope you, this last week, how has your auto world been? This is Auto World and I'm here to help you fix, repair, answer those questions on why, how come, should I buy, should I sell, why are the prices so high on the cost of the cars. In fact, we're going to be getting to that, the average cost of, I'll just share with you, I know the General Motors number, so we're going to share with you today here on Auto World in the second hour, which you are listening to right now, the price of an average price of an automobile today. And boy, has it gone up since the, well, the 80s, 70s, 60s, 50s, 40s, 30s. See, I missed a couple years there just on purpose. Hey, anyway, I'm Mark Evans, your host, an ASE Certified Master Technician. ASE stands for Automotive Service Excellence, and that is an organization that I've been involved with for many, many years, and we take tests, and we pass those tests, and when we get that test passed, that means we get basically almost like a Boy Scout merit badge, but we do get a, it's a little blue star that has ASE in it, and we get a certificate that we can put on our automotive greasy garage studio shop wall here to show our clients, our customers, our friends, our relatives, anybody that walks into the greasy garage where I'm sitting at right now. Well, it's right outside the greasy garage studio where I'm sitting because I've got a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other one right now. But when come Monday through Friday, I'm usually out there with the wrenches in my hand and electronic equipment and all that fixing cars. And so they can see the clients, customers, friends, relatives, etc., can see the blue star hanging on the wall, the certificates, meaning that I'm certified in a lot. I'll just put it that way. Brakes to air conditioning to heating to rear ends to transmissions to engines to cylinder heads. It just every, even paint, folks, even paint. Yes, I even got a degree in the aspect of certification in a, being a service manager. And with that said, you know, your parts people, do you go get parts for your car, don't you? I know you do because you're listening and you have a car. You're in your own auto world, and that means you need parts. They do fail sometimes, and when you need a part, have you ever noticed or have you ever looked at your parts store of the people behind the counter? I want you now to look for their little blue ASE star certificates, okay? Because even the parts people have to get them. They have to go through stringent training to find out, figure out, learn about how to do, what to do, why to do, so they can talk the lingo correctly to you. The, you know, the mechanic Largan jargon. So in Auto World here, I'm very honored and very proud to be with you to maybe cut through the mechanic Largan jargon, okay? So maybe I can draw you pictures with words so you understand what is going on with your automobile. Understand what you should go buy. Why is it called that? We don't care. As long as you understand that it is called that, and that is what you should ask for. And again, I'm always going to help you go down the yellow brick road here. And today, of course, with Easter eggs and large bunny ears on. Yeah, they look so good, don't they? Oh, yeah. Guys are laughing at me here on the first row. Go ahead and laugh. I like them. Anyway, they're furry, and they're warm in the winter. No, I don't lay eggs. God, I can't believe he'd even ask me that, but he did. So, anyway, so when it comes down to wanting spark plugs, do you just go in and say, I've got a, you know, 92 Dodge Diplomat with a 318? Well, I don't even know what it's got in it. See, I'm already talking out loud here. You don't know what it's in. They say, does it have a 318 or a 360 in it? And you say, I don't know. So what does that parts person say? Is there any, or sometimes they don't ask you if there's any special brand that you like. So if you listen to me, I'm Mark Evans, the host of Auto World, been in the field of automotive repair for 40 years. I'm going to teach you what brand is good for your make and model. That way you can tell them, I want AC Delcos. I want Bosch. I want Autolite. I want Champion. Because each and every one of these, how about E3? You ever heard of the E3 spark plugs? Oh, yeah. I've got the E3s on my dirt bike. It's green. That's Kawasaki. See, when you run the Champions, they just don't run as good. See, I learn 40 years of doing it. You learn which runs best. So with that, let's get on here to the second hour of Auto World. Oh, yeah. Here on the second hour, as I'm doing each and every hour on Auto World, I wanted to share with you, of course, Easter egg hunting. Yes, are you finding Easter eggs in your vehicle? Well, each hour I'm sharing with you at least 8. We started at 25 the first hour and came down about 8. And we're going to keep going, and I'm going to share with you, of course, some Easter eggs that are in certain makes and models of cars. And if you do own, once I do report, you can take a look to see if you do have an Easter egg hunting in your car. And most of all, though, most of all, you're the star of Auto World, folks. You really are. You are the folks that make this happen. You're listening to our great affiliates out there, great affiliates and radio stations and GCNlive.com, and I do appreciate that. And with that, you can interrupt me at any time, okay? I stop everything in my tracks to take your call and your email. The phone number since 1992, right here on Auto World, 855-660-4261. Email address is good 29,000 hours a day. Literally, it's good all the time. Whenever it's good for you, you can email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And we're going to share with you some of the emails that I got this last week. I definitely want to do. And I do answer the emails through the week. And so I do save some for the show, of course, each and every day. So with that, let's get on a little bit here before we get our calls lined out here. Axelrod Alex is behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine. He's ready to make you sound good when you call in. Now remember, your cell phone is your microphone. I want you to use your microphone or the cell phone, okay? Do it. Absolutely. First and foremost, did you hear about this? Ford to shut down six lanes. Six lanes. Oh, yeah. Some people might call it six lines. Well, that's not bowling, folks. That's in their manufacturing plants. Why did they shut it down? Because of the chip shortage. Chip shortage, folks. Constantly. We've got a semiconductor chip problem out there, and so I've been getting a lot of emails from you and asking me, is this going to affect prices, do you think, Mark? It could. What it's going to affect is we're going to report here in the third hour some of the numbers of who's been selling the most, the percentage rate of cars and trucks, who's been the winner on that sales. And we're going to find out also, I have for you in the third hour, basically how many vehicles they're down right now because of shutting down these plants. Oh, yeah. Good news. Absolutely. And I'll be reporting the first quarter. Oh, yeah, just like baseball game, the first quarter. But most of all, again, you're the star. 855-660-4261 is my number right here at Auto World. With that said, let's go to New Mexico and talk to one of our charter members, Frank, from New Mexico. Hi, Frank. Happy Easter.
Hey, Swami. How's it going? Happy Easter to everyone.
Thank you. Same to you.
You were just talking about spark plugs. And the different types, the E3s and all that, and the standard type. And you mentioned your Kawasaki dirt bike. Now, my Kawasaki dirt bike is an oldie. It's a 70 350 Bighorn.
Ooh, with like that.
Electronic ignition, which was new for the time. But it came with a surface gap spark plug, which is like no gap.
Oh, Frank.
Still running that kind of plug today?
Oh, goodness, I want to talk about this. We're going to take a little short break, Frank. Can you hold on through the break?
Yeah,
good. Hold on, and we'll take a little short break, and we might even have a spark plug ad running. You never know. Thanks, Frank. We'll be right back with Frank from New Mexico.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get away from it. You understand?
Yeah.
You understand?
Easter Bunny likes that. Hey, welcome back, everyone, to Auto World from the Auto World Plaza live in Boise, Idaho. Good to have you along here on Easter weekend, and happy Easter to each and every one of you. A little trivia first, Brett, before we get back to Frank in New Mexico. He's sitting there with some good information for us. A little trivia, back in 1911, first use of the rearview mirror in the United States was at the Indianapolis 500. Race car driver Ray Harmon puts one on his Mormon Wasp and never looks back, winning with an average speed of nearly, get this, 75 miles an hour. I've got to tell you, at 75 miles an hour, I think I've got some people just going down my dead-end street at 85 miles an hour without a rearview mirror. Hey, let's go back to Frank, one of our charter members in New Mexico. Good to have Frank. Good to have you along.
12. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks for holding. Appreciate
it. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I was just wondering what kind of a – what is your Kawasaki dirt bike that you play with in?
Oh, I've got a what year is it? It's 2000-something, and it's like an Enduro, a KLX 300. You familiar with those?
That's nice.
Yeah.
What's the CCs?
A 300.
That's pretty light, huh?
It is, yeah. And that's I say it's an Enduro because it's got a light and a tail light on a brake light.
They were called, off-road, on-road back then. They had a tail light and headlight and,
Yeah. Now, you have a big Kawasaki Bighorn, you said?
Yeah, Kawasaki Bighorn. Look it up. It's a 350. It was pretty hot for its day. Had a capacitive discharge ignition, which used a surface gap spark plug. You know, like no gap. Have you ever seen those?
I have a, I think it's a 1927 Ford that has those in there. and I got to tell you, Frank, I actually thought when I pulled one, I thought it was burnt up. I thought it was, gone, done. So do you have some history on them? I don't really know a lot about them.
Well, it's a Champion L19V spark plug. You can still get it. It's called a surface gap. There's no electrode. I mean, there's no L thing coming over the center electrode. It's weird. It's just a thing in the middle surrounded by insulation and then the outer part of the plug, and it's just a surface gap, and they never seem to wear out.
Yeah. Yeah. You have the original one on your, yours is a 73?
Three of them I've just built up here over the years. And I rotate them and they just keep working. One might get a little dirty, so I clean it out and put it back on there.
Yeah.
But there's nothing to adjust a gap with. It's a surface gap spark plug. Really interesting.
Yeah.
I'll look it up sometime. But,
I will.
An old Kawasaki 1970.
Do you ride it?
266 pounds. It was only 33 horse, but if you put the expansion chamber on there, you jump it up to 40 easy.
Sure.
It's fun to play.
Absolutely. Do you drive it a lot?
Just here in my own personal field, back of the house.
On a
couple of acres here, so I've got area to play with without getting onto the street with the crazies,
Yeah, and you can drive offensive in your dirt field, and when you go out with the rest of us and us crazies, you have to drive defensively. does it have a metal tank on it? It does, doesn't it?
It's a metal tank and a fender that's kind of high off the front wheel there. It's Hatta, HATTA forks, which was hot stuff for the time, and the wheels are Akront, AKRONT, aluminum, and good for its time.
Yeah.
It was right up there with the Yamaha 360 on-off-roader of the time.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And how did you end up with this, Frank? I mean,
I bought it when I was living in Hollywood. I was out there for about 4 years working and stuff. And 1970, I was just looking for a bike I could play with, and I read up on all the bike magazines. I said, that looks like the one I want, so I went and bought it. It was only it must have been $780, all of that,
Oh, brand new.
Brand new, yeah.
Wow. And so that was your commuter vehicle back in Hollywood?
No, it was just my plaything. I also had my Chevelle back then. That's what I commuted with, but I had my dirt bike to go play with. And there was an area out there called Culver City where there's a lot of hills and stuff where they were pumping oil, so there's lots of hills and dirt to play in, and that's where the dirt bikers would go play, or out to the desert. You know, there's desert nearby.
Sure. And now Culver City is, you'd be jumping that dirt bike from building top to building top. You know, things have changed. Yeah, things have changed. I've actually went to a talk show host convention in Culver City with Bob Long, many years ago. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My best wishes to Bob, if you're listening, Bob.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Bob, you know, he's not doing the best, Frank, and I'm praying for him. And Sharon's had to kind of, with little Lucy, move on a little bit because of his health. Yeah. So we're keeping Bob alive right here, though, every week. And that's what matters, you know. You and I, and Frank, you've been with this, like you said, charter member with Auto World for many, many years, huh?
Yeah, since the start, I believe.
Yeah. It's you know, Bob's a great individual, a great guy, and you know, I'm very honored every. I think about him every day because I'm doing Auto World every day. You know, I'm working on cars, living it.
You're doing a swell job, man. Let me tell you, you're doing a good job. It's good show. It's informative. It's like going to school every week. I always
I appreciate it, Frank. You know, that's the thing. I've got so much information, not only in my file cabinet in my head, but, you know, over the years. And we learn. All of us learn from each other. And that's what's really exciting. You know, I really feel in my life I capture energy from people. You know, and sometimes in the automotive arena, you know, when it comes to the automotive arena, we all have problems with our cars and our motorcycles and our, you know, whatever we're driving. And it's not happy sometimes for us. You know, we have to find money to fix it. And then we don't understand the mechanical jargon that the guys talk, you know, the mechanics telling us. So, but hey, Frank,
You educate us on all that, and I'll clear out the lines for someone else, but I just want to say, I usually start my Easter Bunny from the top down, that chocolate.
Awesome. Oh, yes. The ears.
Yeah. I'll let you go. Thanks,
Frank. I appreciate it. Yep. Thanks, charter member Frank from New Mexico. That's how you do it, folks. We'll be right back with another chocolate bunny tip.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
From the Vatican
to
the White House. Messages of hope this Easter Sunday.
As we celebrate this most holy day, we know many are still going without familiar comforts of the season. The virus is not gone, and so many of us still feel the longing and loneliness of distance.
This Easter, from our family to yours, we wish you health, hope, joy, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding.
Happy Easter, everyone. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
The Biden administration is finalizing a review of North Korean policy and said last week that the United States remains open to diplomacy with North Korea despite its ballistic missile tests, but warned there would be responses if they escalate matters. The U.S., South Korea, and Japan have agreed in high-level security talks to work together to keep up pressure on North Korea. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The best name of all, the Cars. Let the good times roll, folks. Make sure you got enough air in the tires, and maybe some of you have nitrogen in the tires, and that's good. Of course, we've had a lot of emails and calls on that, and nitrogen, is it better than air? Air has oxygen and moisture in it, and nitrogen does not. Nitrogen makes your tires they don't go down. So I don't have an opinion there. I believe in certain areas, if there's nitrogen machines at your tire shops, where you're living, you can go in at any time if you ever have a problem and get more nitrogen put in, or, you know, you have it fixed. But if you don't have nitrogen, you know, a tire shop around you without nitrogen machines, you're kind of, you know, not doing the best. So you might want to stick with the regular air. Well, it's Easter time, of course, Easter weekend. Again, thank you for being with me. And a little history here on Easter. The exact origins of the Easter Bunny are unclear, but some sources say German immigrants brought the story of the mythical egg-laying rabbit to America in the 1700s. Egg decorating is believed to date back, folks, as far as the 13th century. A little bit of Easter trivia for you. With that, too, I want to make sure that all of you always know. I want you to write this phone number down. This is Auto World's phone number since 1992. Be involved, get involved, and become a charter member like Frank from New Mexico. Because, like I said, two heads are better than one, and we always, all of us can help each other. And my phone number here each and every week is 855-660-4261. Email is always good, even for you folks that are on delayed stations and listening to me on the podcast. Please email me with, well, you never know when your car or truck might be, you know, broke, you know, or you're thinking about maybe buying one, or maybe have that question of, I just had my car painted and now it's got a little problem, and how do I get the paint off? They didn't get all the overspray off. And I can help you there, too, with a certain type of product to get the overspray off the glass and the chrome. The email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Question this week here on Auto World, Frank answered. He starts from the top down. The question is, how do you eat your chocolate bunny? Oh, yeah. Coming up a little later here on the second hour, which you're on with me right now in the Greasy Garage studio, I'm going to report some stats for you. You're going to get a good laugh out of it. But I want to know how you eat your chocolate bunny. Is it hollow or is it solid chocolate? Either way, it's all good, isn't it? Frank, he eats it from the top, start from the ears. And boy, Frank, if you and all the other folks here, the people in the front row are laughing at me because of the big Easter bunny ears I have on right now. Hey, it's time. Let's go to that email bag, that repair email bag. I've got a couple, two, three email bags. This one's a repair email bag. Okay, here we go. I print out your emails throughout the week. I look at them. I answer all of them. Folks, one day, that's all I did all day long was get back to you with your email questions and help you. And that's what it's all about. Before a lot of you, email me before you take the car or truck into the repair shop. And I do appreciate that. We try to be on the same page. And if you do, I also do this. I do consulting. And by the way, there's no cost to this. No cost. I'm sort of ASE certified in over 30 different fields on your car. I'm not trying to brag. I'm just letting you know that I've been there, done that, and I've tested for it, and I've got the certificates. And so I can get on the telephone to your repair shop and talk the same mechanic Largan jargon, you know, the swinker valve, the Cronkite valve, all those kind of words that are all made up. To you, they sound kind of odd. Well, to me, they do not. And we got to make sure that your repair shop can get your car fixed correctly. So let's get to this email. I can read it. And if you don't want me to read it, you can always put in there, do not read on the air. Anyway, I can read this one, and we're going to. Hey, Mark, short email for some help. I drive a 2005 Ford F-150 pickup. Was driving it up a local pass out of Salt Lake City last week when it started making a ton of ticking, and the engine light came on. I made it home okay, but I'm scared to drive it now. What do you recommend I do? Do I tow it to a shop, or can I drive it over to the shop? Thanks for being here for all of us. Carson, listening to you in Salt Lake City, Utah. Oh, on 1640, well, it's time for a shout-out. Woo, our great affiliate down there in Salt Lake City. There's our horn. Woo, yeah, shout-out to KBJA. 1640 AM. That's AM 1640 KBJA. Carson, well, I can get you right to what's going on with your Ford. That's an easy one. To diagnose is easy, but to fix it and the cost is not so easy. It's the VVT solenoids. See? VVT solenoids. That's some of that mechanic Largan jargon I've been talking about. That is a true, though. VVT stands for variable valve timing solenoids. What those solenoids do, they're on top. Carson, I do not want you doing this yourself, replacing them. They might look simple to do. They're a little silver round canister about an inch in diameter, maybe 2.5 inches long. There's electrical, of course, plugged into them. They are lubricated. They're going into the oil system, and that's what's actually sending the signal to your main computer to let the main computer know what those camshafts are doing for timing purposes. And if the timing is off, if those VVT solenoids aren't reading correctly, giving the right signal to the main computer, it'll cause the timing to get off, causing the ticking that you're hearing. Now, let's get to that question of going to the VVTs and why and how come they're ticking. I don't know how many miles. You don't have any miles on there, but that's okay. Usually we have dirty oil. This is why the VVT solenoids go out. We don't change our oil enough. The VVT solenoids have a little bitty pinhole in them, and they have to be lubricated. They work correctly with oil. And clean oil. And if it's dirty oil, they will not work correctly. They'll hang up, causing it not to give the right reading to let the main computer know how many times the camshafts are rotating. So then the next thing you know, Carson, you're going to have a lot of ticking and you're going to burn up that engine. So make sure that you have plenty of oil first and foremost in the engine. Pull the dipstick out, see if there's enough oil in there. And I do recommend at this point from here on out, making sure that you change your oil, Carson, every 3,000. Maybe 4,000 at the max. And we don't need to really talk about weight. Just get good clean oil in there, and your VVT solenoids will never go out. They really won't. They really won't. And yes, to get back to your question, do I tow it over or do I drive it over to the shop? What you can do, Carson, is as long as there's oil in there, and I want you to keep your eye on the temperature gauge. I don't know how far your shop is away, but I'm going to give you a little bit of rule of thumb here. I don't want you to drive half an hour to the shop. No. And sit in traffic. See, it could be only a 10-minute trip, but if you're sitting at a stop sign, stoplight for, you know, the 10 minutes, you're gonna burn her down. And then you're gonna have blown head gaskets. That's not good. So if you're, 10, 15 minutes away and you average of maybe, 6 to 7 stoplights or stop signs and you can keep rolling that bad boy, you can drive over. But overall though, truthfully, towing folks, towing your car over into a shop on these flatbeds, these tow companies can do it so fast and efficient. It's really not that much money. Where I'm broadcasting from here in the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho, I've been talking, $75 to maybe $100 to tow your vehicle over, and that money is well spent because, see, Carson, there's no more damage being done. You could destroy the VVT solenoids. You have two of them on that Ford, Carson. They're already gone anyway. So anyway, hopefully that helped. And Carson, by the way, email me back. I've got some goodies for you. And the other folks here, the first hour too, I've got some email. Email me your address and I got some goodies for you to keep your car good and clean. We're going to come back and we're going to share with you some Easter eggs in your cars. Oh yeah. I'm Mark Evans right here from the Greasy Garage Studio.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
All over the. I swear I saw the Easter Bunny driving my old coupe the other day, my 38 Plymouth. It wasn't in the shop, and I was like, "Where's my coupe at?" And there he is, right there, driving it with his big ears. What? Oh, it was me. Oh, I had my big ears on in the coupe. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, welcome back to Auto World, everybody. It's good to have you along here on Easter weekend. I'm Mark Evans, your host, sitting live from Boise, Idaho in the Greasy Garage studio, of course. And I threw that question out. How do you eat your chocolate bunny? How do you eat your chocolate bunny? Phone number since 1992, 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. One word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and you can reach me and reach me and touch me and all that on Facebook Messenger also. I threw out, of course, on Instagram account there, Auto World Media on the Instagram, a picture of the little chick there driving the Easter egg around, and put a question, are we finally finding our Easter eggs in our cars? Oh, yeah, we're going to share with you each and every hour of Auto World, 3 hours. I've been giving you some Easter eggs that were hiding in your cars, and we're going to give you a little bit more here in a little bit. But first, let's go to the email bag right here live right now. Scott gets me here through email from, it's time for a shout-out from California, 1490 AM. He's listening to us, and that's a shout-out. Let's do a shout-out. Moreno Valley. He's in Moreno Valley, California. Hemet, Moreno Valley, Paris, California, and a shout-out is KMET, 1490 AM. Good to have you along, Scott. He says, I eat my chocolate bunny by the feet. Oh, Scott, I bet that's stinky. No, how do you eat your chocolate bunny? Scott, thank you. That's how you do it. Email me from California and tell me you're going to eat that bad boy from the feet up. Do you feel guilty, Scott, if you started from the ears down? I don't. I just start eating it. I love chocolate. That's how you do it, folks. Our email address here is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Scott, thanks for emailing me. And please email me back with an address. I've got some goodies for you from Mothers and McGuire's and some wash drops to keep your Easter Bunny car truck running and looking good. Oh, yeah. You know what, Scott? I'm going to throw in a bottle of BG. Yeah, why not? I got a bottle of BG here, fuel injector cleaner. Most all of us are driving newer cars and they're all fuel injected. So that's where it's all at. So with that, I think we're having an excellent show, and I want to get to the stats right now. Scott, you said you're eating your chocolate bunny by the feet. Well, here's some stats for you, folks. You wondering how you're eating your chocolate bunny? Well, this is what people are doing. 39% of you are eating your chocolate bunny head first. Like Frank from New Mexico, from the ears down. Oh, look at this, though. Scott, 7% of you are eating the head last. But 29% of you, that's right, 29% of you, raise your hand if you're the 29%ers that are breaking it all up before you eat it. Oh, my goodness. And look at this, though. 21% of you don't eat chocolate bunnies at all. What? Oh, my goodness. Don't you like the chocolate sugar? I don't know. But anyway, there's your Easter Bunny stat, how you eat your chocolate bunny. Absolutely. In the third hour of Auto World, I'm going to bring you even some more Easter Bunny trivia and some stats, and why not? You know, that's where it's all at. Here's a little trivia that I want to get, well, I want to share with you here on the second hour. I thought was quite interesting. For the very first time back in 1924, that's right, back in 1924, no electric or steam cars are displayed at the annual auto show in New York. That was back in 1924. Of course, today, electric cars are all over the place, or they're becoming that way. With that, I've got some stats on the sales this first quarter, like I teased you with on the first hour of Auto World. Well, it's time to get to what I meant when I said first quarter. Well, this first quarter of the year, 16.7 million cars, vehicles have been sold, folks. That's almost an all-time record. The all-time record was 17.3 way back before COVID, but now it's cranking up. We are all buying cars again. 16.7 million in 3 months. That's pretty good sales. Hyundai is up this first quarter, 28%. Coming in second, Toyota, 21.9%. Toyota and Lexus, which is the same, of course, you know, Lexus is the cream of the crop there when it comes to the Toyota. Toyota and Lexus, best March ever, folks. All-time record, best March ever. General Motors, 3.9% up. Up. 3.9% up. Ford, 1% up. Fiat Chrysler, 5.1% up. And here's, I was wanting to share with you, I tease you also about, I'm going to share with you the average price of a General Motors car today. And that price is, so, here it is, drum roll please. Average price of a General Motors vehicle is $40,353. Wow. Just a smidge over $40,000. It's almost scary. When I bought my first car for $400. No, it was not new. It was used. But still, I think it was selling for, what, $1,800, maybe $2,300 back in 1965. And I picked it up for $400. Here's the inventory count. That's kind of very, very unique. The inventory count is down. Down 76,247. 76,000 down. And that this is all because of the semiconductor chip shortage. And there's a lot of news on the chip shortage. Of course, a lot of companies have slowed up, stopped, not producing anymore. They had to actually, like Ford, stopping six lines in their manufacturing on the F-150s because they do not have the chips to make those cars, those trucks. And that, in fact, some of them are also still producing. See, the thing is, we all are wanting these new cars and trucks. We still want them. And the dealers, of course, there's a lot of people involved out here that all of you are needing, you know, that you have a job and you need your job and you need, you know, to pay bills and to eat, et cetera, and buy chocolate bunnies for the grandkids. And so the dealers are saying, we're out of trucks, we're out of trucks, we're out of cars. By the way, the trucks are selling more than the cars. So the manufacturer's saying, we've got to get these out to them anyway. So, of course, there has been some, which I don't think is good, but there has been some, a little bit of cutting corners on the chip word, and that what's happening, yeah, they'll run fine, they'll run good. That won't cause no engine lights to come on by any means. But what happens is the chip management is not the best, and that means you're going to get not the best gas mileage. So if you're buying a 2020-2021 truck, you're going to find out that your neighbor that has the truck 2 years old is getting a better gas mileage out of his or her truck than you are on your 2020 or 2021. And it's all because of chip management. So, hey, let's look at that. The garage door's going down already on the second hour. I want to thank everybody. Of course, Axelrod Alex, the producer of the show. Thank you. General Motor George, he's in the house today. Oh, yeah, he keeps me wired, of course. Lugnut Lee, Program Director and Marketing Manager of Genesis Communications Network. My personal chauffeur, slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. Oh, yeah, know-it-all Jay the Janitor. Thank you, Jay, for keeping this place clean, not so greasy. Oh, Bentley Bryan, bending the rules to make me look good over there at GCNlive.com on the website. My customer care expert, of course, who cares, Willie? Willie. My PR director, Bobby Besser. Bobby. Oh, you guys. Thank you. Appreciate it. Cadillac Ken, he's also the Auto World website Weber. Keeps that AutoWorldMedia.com looking good. Keep me looking good. Drive safe, everybody, and motor on.
Now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Status bell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, dear.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.